Blog Talk Radio.
Much less detail the podcast. We are live. We are finally live. We are on the air and we are doing this shit live. I am Dre. He is Jay. Jay, we're doing it. It's on. No turning back now, huh?
How many years did it take?
Oh man, since 1989 we've been making these picks and since doing the blog since I believe 2010.
This will be the fourth year, I believe, of the blog. Fourth year, yeah. And I'm glad you announced who we are, because when I heard the theme music, I thought this was the science fiction podcast.
No, yeah, that, you know, finding free music that doesn't completely suck, it's not easy.
Because we are.
Oh, hell yeah. Free was the operative word. Good? There's plenty of music out there that's good. Free and good, not so much. So, you know.
Yeah, have you ever gone on iTunes or on Amazon and looked at the list of the music that you can download for free that given week?
By a bunch of people no one has ever heard of.
Yes,
speaking of no one's ever heard of.
Well, that's us, actually.
We are people who heard of us. We are, no one has ever heard of us, so who the hell are we? Who we are? We are best friends since first grade back in 1982, so we got to give a shout-out to Mark T. Skinner Classical School up there in Chicago, where we're from.
Or down there in Chicago, where I'm from now.
Depending on where you're sitting, up there or down there, because you are now in central Wisconsin, and I am now in a suburb of the great city of Memphis, Tennessee. And that's what happens when you meet a good woman, you go to her. You don't wait for her to come to you, you go to her. So that's what happened to both of us.
Yeah, you just bolt. Yeah. Like, Chicago, what? Nah, I'm out of here.
Chicago women? We're going to go somewhere else, thank you. So, 89, like we said, is when we started doing football picks. Just for the heck of it, we're doing it straight up. And, of course, that leads me into why the hell Scott Norwood is on the cover of our front page there. You can tell that story better than me, so go ahead and tell them why Scott Norwood is the official mascot of In Much
Less Detail. Well, of course, because I got to live through the pain, you know, of our first season having the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl straight up, by the way. And back then we had our point system for the playoffs, which you've modified since then, which we don't actually, a half an hour is not enough time to explain.
No, I'm not touching
that system
right.
For our championships. But no, our Super Bowl's worth 5 points. I'm 5 points ahead of you. I've got the Buffalo Bill to win the Super Bowl, and Scott Norwood happened. So we ended our first season in a tie.
That's right.
You thought that would have been enough to just call it quits after the first year? But no, this is 24 years later, and we're still doing this.
I gotta love Scott Norwood forever for me. My one of my favorite players of all time, for the fact that he's got one of the, if not the most famous missed field goal in the history of football.
And of course, I will often highlight all of your picking misery over the years, because I think you've had a lot more of it than I have. But that was mine. That was that. I own that one. That was the first one. And yeah, the first season ends with wide right, 47-yard missed field goal, and I'm on the phone with you and just laughter.
Oh,
all I remember is laughter. Because that you knew it. You were done.
Beautiful.
It was over. I was going to win the first season, and nope. I got done in by the Buffalo Bills, who I think I picked in every Super Bowl.
All four in a row.
I never learned.
And, yeah,
well,
you and Bourbon.
Four in a row. Doesn't necessarily mean for sure that I lost all four of those seasons. since all those original records have been lost since it was back in the pen and paper days.
I'm very upset at that. We all these notebooks keeping track of every pick, and you know, between different moves and whatnot, I just wound up losing all those notebooks. I've got like 07, 08, 09 notebooks, but everything before that is just gone forever.
Yes, it's been claimed by history.
But 2010 on is here on the computer on the Excel file, so those are saved. And then of course the blog chronicling everything. And so to let people know about our picking, by the way, it's on all our picks are on the blog. The blog website is in much less detail at blogspot.com. Let's try that again and get it right this time. In much less detail, blogspot.com. Every pick,
we'll edit
week,
that out later.
Oh, sure.
Oh, wait, no. This is live. I forgot.
We're doing it live. Every pick against the spread every week, no exceptions. You can find spreads for every game, no matter who's questionable, no matter what. There's a spread out there for every game, no matter what. The site that I like to use, and this is not a paid plug, they're not paying me for this at all, is covers.com, the former wagerline.com. They have all the spreads. They seem to be the best sort of aggregator of all the wild spreads out there, because you can find a lot of variance for every game. They seem to have a good grip on kind of getting it in the middle and getting a good representation out there. But we pick every single game. There are no locks of the week. There's no, you know, cherry picking what games. You know, you get the experts in the newspaper and they'll cherry pick. Well, you know, I think those Patriots are pretty good. I think I'll pick them to cover this week. No, we don't do that bullshit. We pick every single game. You decide what you like as far as our picks. We have our reasons. Some of them are, you know, more solid than others. But we do pick every game, and you can decide what you want to do with those picks after we get them out to you. So the picks are always up there, Saturday night, Sunday morning at the latest. Every pick, every game, no matter what, against the spread. Now, the name of the blog being in much less detail, also the name of the podcast, the story behind that is pretty quick and pretty simple. Inside the NFL on HBO. All you old football fans remember that show from the mid-'80s and late-'80s? And so who was the guy that always did the line? Was it Bonacani or somebody else?
No, it was Len Dawson.
Oh, okay, Len Dawson.
The host of the show. Len Dawson. Yeah, Nick Bonacani just kind of, like, drooled a lot.
He was the original CTE player, just sitting there kind of not knowing where he is?
Yeah.
So Len Dawson gets to they do the little highlights of the real important games of the week, and then they turn to Len Dawson, and he goes, and now let's go to the rest of the games in more detail. And
we took that and ran with it, but we don't have more detail, especially me, as anybody who reads our blog. The six of the people who read our blog out there will know I have no reason for anything I do. None whatsoever. I will make a pick just for the hell of it. But those are usually the winners, by the way.
That's what infuriates me so much is those picks like the Seahawks. Who had the Seahawks that year that they won the division with a losing record and they get to host a playoff game? And here comes big bad Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. They're a 10.5-point favorite up in Seattle. And, of course, I got to take the Saints because they're just storming through everybody at that point. And Jason takes the Seahawks, and his big reason for that was?
Just because. Why not? What the hell?
And then those were the exact words you used, too, just because. And I'm just sitting there with my mouth open like, how can you make that pick based on no? I mean, just because. And, of course, then beast mode takes over and runs over half the fucking team. And the rest is history. So
I put the much less detail in much less detail.
Indeed. So that's our name of our blog, the history behind that, which is just, it rolled off the tongue. It just seemed to make sense. So on that blog, which, again, in much less detail, .blogspot.com, you'll find our picks every week. You'll find the picks going back to 2010 when we started doing this. Here's an example of what you of what we can do with the, as far as the picks goes. Like I said, we're picking every game. So when you talk about finishing around 500 for a season, like some of those experts in the papers, well, they're cherry-picking their games. They're not picking every single game. A lot of those guys that pick every single game, you know what their records usually wind up like? We call it the Mariotti line. You know, you got the what's the line in baseball for the 200 hitters, the Mendoza line? You got the Mariotti line for like 300 for a percentage for picking all the games, because the Sun-Times, the Chicago Sun-Times, they used to have their guys pick every single game. And Jim Mariotti, of course, being a flaming douchebag and not knowing his ass from a hole in the ground, he used to finish around 300, around 400, picking every game because he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. So what we have as far as records going back to 2010, 462 for me, picking every game, 458 for Jason. This is regular season. 200 and I'm going to try to count this real quick, which I should have done before we got on here. 249 plus 7 pushes that year. 256 games, does that sound right for a season? But yep, you get the point. We pick every single game. Next year, 2011, I don't know if you remember this, Jason, we bounced back big. 522 winning percentage. We finished tied. We were both 11 games over 500 that year. And I think that's pretty damn good for picking every single game. I can't imagine too many people that picked every game put up 52% winners. 2012, we fell back. I went to 455. Not a fun year for me. You were at 508. You were actually 13 games better than me that year. And then last year, I'm very proud of my 526 winning percentage for the regular season. That's damn good for picking every game. You were at 490. That's not bad. Again, for every game, find the people out there that are picking every single game against the spread and tell me how many of them are even sniffing 50%, because I don't think it's very many.
I don't know, because every Sunday when I'm driving into work, I get to work on Sundays, every Sunday I'm driving into work, I swear, every commercial I hear is guaranteed to give me 16 winners. Or I get the money back.
Because they never lose. Right.
No, and I'll tell you, you never hear the same commercial twice, and you never hear the same commercial 2 weeks in a row. Ever.
I don't know. Some of those top masters are there's a lot of guys that do it once, and you never hear them again. But there's a lot of them that do it every week, but they're depending on you to not actually follow their picks and see how they do, because they're depending on giving half of the audience one side and half of the audience the other side, and not actually picking any of the games. They're just picking one side or the other, and then whoever wins is going to come back the next week and see what their picks are that next week, because they think that this guy's got the magic. And the other half are going to go away and say, he's full of crap. He doesn't know what he's talking about. We don't do that.
Sounds like you've called into one of those before.
I have not, but in my days as a degenerate gambler, I would have been eligible to. I was too stubborn. I had my own decisions and my own reasons, and I just knew, you know, I knew what I liked. I knew who I wanted. Nobody could talk me out of it, and that's how you wind up picking the Giants to beat the Ravens in the Super Bowl, and that didn't really go well for me. So believe me, I'm not saying I nail every pick. I'm not perfect. Jason's not perfect. We're not saying that. What we're saying is we give you every pick, and you can decide what you want to do from there. A little bit of entertainment on the blog as well. We have our Hall of Fame / Hall of Infamy every year. One of us takes a turn, and the other one takes a turn the next year. We induct five people into our Hall of Infamy. These are people that do not belong in the actual NFL Hall of Fame, but rather have done things in their careers, in their football careers, that deserve recognition in our particular Hall of Infamy. So that kind of shows our sense of humor. For example, one of your inductions this year would be, her name was Kim Etheridge, Terrell Owens' agent, who famously said that he had 25 million reasons not to commit suicide, talking about all the money that
he
made.
25 million reasons to live. Come on. Only us poor folks. need to off ourselves. That's it. If you're poor, just stop right now. Turn off our show and just end it. But if you're 25, if you have 25 million, though, keep listening.
Yes, money is the answer to everything, of course. But how could we think otherwise?
Money is everything. Before we actually get into our NFC here preview, to make sure we don't read a list of six teams each here in the last 30 seconds of the show. Let's pat ourselves on the back for a minute, because we did this a year ago. Of course, we didn't do it on our on a podcast because it's the first one ever. But we did our preseason preview last year, and we came up with our teams completely separate from each other, of course. And we both had the Baltimore Ravens to win the Super Bowl. So, golf clap for the Ravens, the audience, or us.
Thank
you. We had the Ravens to win the Super Bowl. Who did you have them beating, Andre?
Well, I forgot.
Well, I had them beating the Dallas Cowboys, who did not even make the playoffs. You had them beating the Chicago Bears, who also did not make the playoffs. But that's because we were both in agreement that the NFC was just absolute garbage. And that kind of leads us into our doing the NFC first this year, because the NFC is pretty much still garbage. There's only a handful of really good teams in the NFC. And I'm still struggling with the AFC. So we're going to actually do the AFC Tuesday. I still don't have a wild card. I still don't have that second wild card team for the AFC. I know who it won't be. Won't be the Jets, you know. So we probably just lost half our callers.
Sorry.
Three out of the six
not
people
good.
Who were listening to this show just dropped out because we're not talking about the Jets or Tim Tebow today.
That's the bad news. Is the Jets are no good. I'm sorry to inform some of you people out there.
And I told you before the show, I didn't want to spoil it for you, how I'm going to horribly date myself here. When I wrote out my NFC picks, I put a abbreviation, you know, or initial for each division. So for the NFC East, I have the E. For the West, I have a W. And I'm going down my list, and I was trying to figure out what division is the C division. And I realized I'm still using Central in the two conferences. So the NFC North, I am still actually listing on my notes here as the NFC Central. So I am horribly dating myself here.
If we're picking a century, you have to consider the Buccaneers to come beat the Packers and possibly take them over. The Battle of the Bays.
Well, fortunately, I don't have Tampa Bay winning the NFC North.
If you did, that'd really be news.
Yes, there goes all of my credibility, which I don't have any, but that's, you know, I don't want it to all be gone.
No. The Ravens were 18-1 last year to win the Super Bowl, okay? We did it. We nailed that sumbitch in August of last year. It's on the blog. It's up there for anybody to see. We actually did that. So we got all the credibility we can afford right now. Nobody can doubt our skills.
Do you think anybody put money on that?
Oh,
hey,
sure.
These guys online have the Ravens. If there's anybody out there who made a dollar on that, let us know. We don't want any. We just want to know.
Well, I want to. If you want to send me money, that's fine.
You want to send us a cut? Send us a cut.
Yeah, absolutely.
Leave us an email or something. Post a comment on our blog. Tell us how much money you want off of our recommendation. And if you had the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, I'm really sorry. I am.
If you had the Bears, I'm truly sorry.
Yes, that there's nothing we'll ever do to make up for that. But we'll try, right? We'll try.
That's right. We got our picks ready again this year. We might nail it again. You never know.
Yeah, so we've got we'll have a little condensed version here for the NFC, because the NFC kind of is garbage anyways, right? I mean, not too much to talk about, but.
There's a lot of ESPN favorites to talk about, but as far as actual good football, I don't know about that.
So who would you like to talk about first here? I'll give you the floor. What division winner would you like to proclaim first here, Mr. Ross?
I was trying to figure out how we did this last year. Did we do division winners and then the wild cards later? Did we just spill all six teams at once and laugh at each other? I'm not sure.
Well, keep me in suspense. We'll just do them one at a time.
Who do you like in the NFC East?
I like the Giants this year.
Really?
Well, yeah. Jeez, you got a problem with that? No, this is the Tom Coughlin is going to get fired clock is about to reset, I think. So every few years,
that time
you know,
again?
It is about that time again. They haven't done anything for the last few years, you know, and then about every 3 years or so you get the little tick, tick. Oh, wait, let's start ragging on Coughlin. The Jets are a train wreck on the other side of town. So, you know, the Giants even start off with any trouble, and I think they may. We'll start to hear the, uh-oh, let's get rid of Tom Coughlin thing. And boom, Giants win the division. Who do you got?
That's pretty much how that works, isn't it? There's no way we're going to have the same teams for all six divisions or whatever. I have the Giants winning the East.
way to bait me on that one. Like, well, oh, you got the Giants for it. Yeah, I got them too.
That's what
okay,
I do.
We're one for one. Now, just remember, everybody. We did this separately.
Yes, we did. We absolutely did not.
You've never seen my list. Well, I'm going to flip coasts. I have the Seahawks. I have Seattle winning the West. I think that's the most complete team, and I know everybody out there's like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. You don't have to say, nope. I don't even have the 49ers making the playoffs. I think offense. I'm telling you, I've got that feeling, I've got that little sense tingling that says Kaepernick is going to get really blowed up here. I don't think he's going to run for, what was it in that playoff game? I think he ran for 180-plus yards, and all of them except for like 3 yards were before contact. Don't think that's going to happen this year.
That was one of the greatest games I've ever seen anybody play.
Yeah, any the individual – he was almost up there winning the Rose Bowl by himself with Vince Young, who can't even make the Packers now. Vince Young's career is probably over, but I have Seattle. I think Russell Wilson is a running quarterback, but he's running looking to throw. Kaepernick is going to get blindsided by some linebacker. He's going to be looking one way. Someone's coming the other way. And he's going to get lit up, and he'll be done, and there's probably no reliable backup on that team whatsoever. Alex Smith is gone. I like Seattle. Plus, you can't win in Seattle, so they'll have 8 wins right off the bat. So all they got to do is win 2 or 3 games on the road, and they're good.
When is Seattle going to lose a home game? Because I don't see it happening anytime soon. San Fran
even
came
when
in
they
last
lose,
year.
They win.
Well. That would be a reference to the replacement referees last year.
I had those replacement refs backs, by the way, for the first few weeks of the blog. And, yeah. Okay.
But even after that game, yeah.
After that, I did not. Oh, boy. Okay. How about that?
Yeah.
This is great. And it's just so much tension.
They can't
right
lose
now.
At home. How can I pick another team to win the division? They can't lose
no,
at
when
home.
You, when you're spotted 8,
yeah.
How do you pick against a team that you know is going to win 8 automatically?
All they
have, I mean, 8 used to be enough to win that division.
All they have to do is go 4-4 on the road, and they're 12-4. So that's kind of hard to pick.
And even when they make it in at 7-9 and still win playoff games.
You have to dig that knife into me again. I already brought that up.
Ugh. Yeah.
All right. Where are we going next? To the Central or to the North? Or?
The Central, yes. We're going to go to the NFC Central. No, the NFC North. I've got Green Bay. The rest of that division's crap. Detroit might be better. The Bears are no good. This Mark Trestman thing, yeah, the offense is going to get better. That defense has been just gutted. Unless Peanut Tillman's there punching the ball out on every play, the Bears are going to be pretty awful, and I don't have any faith in Minnesota. Adrian Peterson isn't doing what he did last year again. People are going to make Christian Ponder beat them, so I just took the Packers by default. It's not because I live in Wisconsin, trust me. Not even a Packer fan. People read our blog, they know that. I like the Packers. I root for them, but I do have other rooting interests that are not in Green Bay. But I have the Packers to win the Central. North.
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to pick against the Packers. That can't be a homer pick. They are kind of good. Yes, I have the Packers to win the division as well. One thing I want to say about that division, I want to point this out. For any Bears lover, I'm still a Bears fan. I'm still a Bears lover. Good God, they have to play 6 Hall of Famers. Every game in their division, they're playing against a Hall of Famer. When they play the Packers, they have to play Aaron Rodgers twice. When they play Detroit, they have to play Calvin fucking Johnson twice. When they play Minnesota, they have to play Adrian Peterson twice. I don't know why the hell I picked the Bears to get to the Super Bowl last year, because they're playing 3 Hall of Famers. Every single division game, they're playing 6 Hall of Famers every year. So that's what I think about the Bears' chances in the NFC North. But, yes, I have the Packers to win that division. Moving on to the South.
You go first, because we're agreeing on way too much here. Give me the South.
I don't know if we'll agree. You have this almost irrational Falcons. Like, I don't want to call it a hate, but you tend to go against them because they're your favorite team, and therefore you kind of see their flaws a little more clearly than other teams. I'm picking the Falcons to win the NFC South. They took it to another level last year offensively. Obviously not on defense. They still have some issues there. But that offense is humming, and then they add Steven Jackson in the backfield. I just think they're a terrible squad to go against on any given Sunday. So I got the Falcons for the South.
Yeah, we'll see them. And now here's where we'll disagree. But I'm going to give you a 2-for here. So, you know, you went first on that one. So I'll give you – because I have the Saints winning the division.
Okay.
I think that they have the whole – we kind of got hosed last year with this whole Sean Payton thing. I think Drew Brees is going to have a monster year. I think he's sort of the wild scientist, mad scientist kind of thing. Not crazy in the Jim Harbaugh kind of way, you know, the crazy like a fox kind of way. I think they're going to – really, and they were really turning it on to the point where they were so bad in the first half. They almost made the playoffs after that horrible start. I do have Atlanta as the wild card, my first wild card. So I don't hate Atlanta so much this year like I did last year. I didn't even have them in the playoffs.
Atlanta does have a tough schedule.
Atlanta does have a tough schedule. But that is, yeah, I agree with you with the offense. That the thing I'm worried about, and you know, being a Falcon fan, the one thing I hope Atlanta learned was how to close games, because they were up really big against Seattle in the playoffs. They were up huge against San Francisco, and then they kind of, yeah, for the Packer fans in the audience, they kind of went Lindy and Fonte, you know, they get the big lead and then they just go conservative for the rest of the game. They can just keep the foot on the pedal through the whole game. They could have a record breaking offense this year. I mean, I don't know if they're like 98 Vikings or the, you know, almost perfect Patriots level, but that is a dangerous offense. So I have Saints to win the division by a hair over the Falcons. So that will lead into your first wild card, which I'm going to probably guess is the Saints.
The Saints defense was so historically terrible last year.
It was record-breaking awful.
There's no way I can take the Saints to make the playoffs. I understand Sean Payton's value, but no. My wild card teams would be the 49ers to come out of the West. I do think they're going to be a formidable opponent, obviously. And then my second wild card is going to be a little bit of an upset. You remember a couple years ago when Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson and the Lions put it together and made a wild card bid? I'll take them to make another wild card bid. I still like that.
Wow. The Lions? Oh, okay.
Reggie Bush is a hell of an addition.
Good luck with that one.
Sure.
I'm going – this is going to end the show probably. It'll probably end the show for all time. I'm taking the Rams as my final wild card team. I'm going way out of left field. Jeff Fisher's down there. He's got a proven track record in the short term. I mean, he was in Tennessee for a long time, and things kind of fell apart down there. I kind of like their team. I mean, they're very under the radar. They're in a tough division, but I really like San Francisco to fall apart. So I'm going to go with the Rams as my final wild card team because I had to pick somebody.
Okay. Sounds like
it makes it even more dangerous. It makes it even more dangerous.
All right, we're going to get out of here. We are almost out of time. I am so happy for all of you four people that may have listened in to this NFC preview, our inaugural podcast, In Much Less Detail. You can email us, inmuchlessdetail@gmail.com, if you want to tell us how crappy we are. For Jay, I am Dre. Thanks for tuning in.